Hello and welcome. The coronavirus pandemic has changed lives forever. Thousands have lost family members in the most brutal ways. Many have not been able to say goodbye. Unexpected COVID-19 deaths have devastated families, and it's not just emotionally, it's financially as well. Many have found themselves out of ICU, only to find themselves struggling to avoid getting sucked into a financial crisis. Apart from the physical and emotional trauma of the last few months, there's now the financial stress of large hospital bills that are not being settled by their insurance policies to deal with. There has been a sharp increase in COVID-specific insurance claims over the past year, but a bulk of such requests are not being honored by insurance companies. Ironically, the pandemic, it seems, has not just taken away precious lives, it's also destroyed hard-earned savings of the average middle-class Indian family, despite having taken out an insurance policy. So how did we get here? Joining us on the show, Sailesh Kumar, he's the co-founder and insurance head of Insurance Samadhan. We have Pankaj Gupta, chairman and founder of Oxy Healthcare, Sanjeev Bajaj, joint chairman and MD of Bajaj Capital, Professor Apurva Javdekar, he's the assistant professor of finance at the Indian School of Business, or ISB in Hyderabad, and Dr. Shailesh Jain, chairman and managing director of the Universal Hospital in Delhi. Shailesh Kumar, I want to start with you because you run a grievance redressal platform. The second wave has triggered off a huge surge in claims and rejections are no less, especially of COVID-specific policies. Is that what you found?
Yeah, that's right. And mainly the grievances are related to that hospitalization are not required. See, was the in such panic situation, everybody is visiting hospital. And the claims are getting rejected or the cashless is not getting approved because insurance company says that hospitalization was not required for that. You could have been treated only through quarantine. Second thing is which active line of treatment. The active line of treatment which is provided by the hospital and the doctors, people are following that. However, insurance companies are rejecting these cases on the basis that there has not been a standard procedures has not been followed, and that's why the claim will not be paid. Thirdly, there are many complaints which is getting rejected because people in this type of scenario where the beds were not available, people have gone to the makeshift arrangements, which were under supervision of some hospitals only. But the insurance companies are rejecting these cases that these places are not authorized and we will not be paying the claims because we have gone to these type of the makeshift arrangement the government has provided. The fourth reason which has come up is especially in terms of the claim which is coming because of the room rents. People are staying in the wards, so the room rent cannot be a criteria to fix it up that the claims will not be paid. Fifth reason which is coming to us is mainly because of the package, because each municipal corporation or the state has fixed up a package rate for the treatment. So although the charges would have been the more, but the insurance companies are denying it and they are paying only on the basis of the package rate, and that's why.
But Shailesh Kumar, is this above board? Is this even legal? Because, for example, I mean, it sounds absurd to me that an insurance company will decide whether you should have been admitted or not. The first reason you gave.
That's right. So, how do you prove it that yes, it is justified or not? The customer suffers because they are not very sure that although the regulator has come out very good guidelines, they have made it very, very clear that how the claim should be paid. They made a 50 minutes given approval for that it has to be done. This type of approval has to be done. Even then, the basic reason that whether the justification is there or not, that has to be proved. And the customer doesn't know how to prove it, whether the hospital should require or not. The customer was so scared that they have gone on the basis of doctor advice.
costs. All right, so this is what we know. There's been an increase in the number of health insurance claims during not just the second wave, but over the past few months, but only a fraction of them, it seems, have been settled. Overall, insurance companies have settled barely half of the claims received during the entire pandemic. And in the end, it seems that COVID patients are paying 40% of their medical costs from pocket, despite of having insurance. Sanjeev Bajaj, Joint Chairman and MD of Bajaj Capital. Sanjeev, I mean, clearly, fingers are being pointed at insurers, right? The claims here are that they're not honoring claims, denying rightful benefits. In a sense, it sounds like exploiting the fine print or the situation right now. Are insurers looking at COVID-specific policies with the goal or the aim to reject them?
No, there is. I don't think that's the case. If you look at the number of claims that have been paid, but what happens with insurance is that insurance are very specific contracts. So when people have bought the policies, now they have not understood what they have bought. So insurance, like health insurance especially, has to be bought very, very carefully, where you need to know what have I bought. A lot of people have bought group insurance covers where they are not even aware of the conditions of the policy. Or there are a lot of cases where people are underinsured. And what has happened with COVID is that, when it has, today people have bought a 3 lakh rupees or a 5 lakh floater. And we did this exercise. We asked people, what's the ideal cover for your family? They said 5 lakh rupees. Now, what has happened in COVID, three people have got, admitted in the hospitals. The claims have gone up to 15 lakhs and their coverage was 3 lakhs and 5 lakhs. So why would the insurance company pay beyond the coverage amount? And what has also happened is a lot of these claims are not rejected. They are still pending because insurance companies, people are also suffering. They are less on staff. A lot of places, they are not able to get the e-passes and also a lot of people are not able to operate properly. So obviously there is a lot of pendency, but a lot of claims have got rejected because people have bought wrong products. And what we are trying to tell people is that this is the right time for you to reevaluate your
income. Okay, so this is the other side of the story. You're saying there are two sides to this picture. There's a high volume of claims. Insurance companies in India have been overwhelmed too. No one was expecting this. No one could have anticipated this. So you're saying there's no denial yet. It just could take more time. Or could it be that insurance firms are looking for reasons to deny claims because they never anticipated this.
There are always different types of insurance and there are different types of people sitting. Yeah, there are different types of people sitting on the seat. So if an insurance company gets an opportunity to deny it, they will deny it. So point is that, so that's why you need a good insurance broker. That's why even IRDA has created a mechanism that you can write to IRDA's grievance management system. Within 7 days, you'll get a response. If the case has to be fought, IRDA fights it free of cost with you where you are provided an insurance ombudsman. So there is a lot of grievance mechanism where insurers, things have been put into place that insurance don't take you for a ride. So yes, I won't say that they are not wrong people. They are some people who may be sitting on the seat and who may not be doing the right things. So you have to be careful. You have to look at your policy conditions, use a good broker, or maybe use any good service, or just write to IRDA. They are very proactive at helping. If somebody, your case has been rejected unfairly, then there is a very less possibility.
Sanjeev Bajaj, I have to admire how candid you are coming on national TV saying, the harsh reality, the harsh truth is that if they can find a way to reject it, insurers are going to find a way to reject it. Isn't this supposed to bring you mental peace of mind? If I take out a health insurance, is that what we're telling the people of India, that you can take out a health insurance, but be prepared that you may have to run from pillar to post? There are grievances, you can go there, redressal, somebody will follow up. It's bad enough patients have to deal with long COVID.
It is unfortunate, but that happens. That's why IRDA has come out with, after 4 years, pre-existing diseases get covered. After 8 years with a single insurer, your claim can't be rejected. So there are issues there. See, point is that insurance is a business. And at the end of the day, it is a contract. And contract has a lot of terms and conditions. And sadly, people don't use a right advisor.
And contracts also have to be honored.
No, they are honored.
Do we have Sanjay Modi? do contracts also not have to be honored right now? Pankaj Gupta, okay, we have Sanjay Modi. All right. Now, Ms. Mishra, when you first started, I didn't believe you when you said that, you know, there are patients who find their insurance rejected because the insurance company says they didn't need hospitalization at all. But that actually happened to Sanjay Modi. Is that correct? Sanjay, you had COVID in March. You were hospitalized for 5 days due to breathing issues. You're a 51-year-old. You're a professional. You had insurance and you made a claim for 1,50,000. But your claim was rejected. What happened? Why?
Absolutely, actually. I had a COVID in the month of March, actually. And the doctor in the hospital, like, I had a breathing issue and a very high fever. And the doctor finally, suggested me to get admitted to the hospital. And I stayed in the hospital. Doctor, during my, stay in the hospital, they would, given me all sort of vials, and including remdesivir. But after the discharge, when I have submitted online claim with the company, they have often rejected my claim, saying that based on your report, there is no need for the hospitalization. So I was shocked and surprised with this attitude of the insurance company.
So what would you say, Mr. Bajaj, just now says that, look, this is a business, this is a contract, and there are insurance companies, if they can find a way, they will reject your claim, and that the onus lies on the consumer to make sure you are signing a watertight insurance policy. So the blame basically is being put at your door.
No, that's not true. But I'm just saying, in case of Sanjay ji, see, what he needs to understand is which policy has he bought. And second is that if he feels it's been unfairly rejected, you get a doctor's opinion, you write to IRDA. Within 7 days, you will get a response from the company with the
marketing. Sanjay Modi, have you done this?
Yeah, actually, when they rejected my claim, I have consulted the hospital doctor, and the doctor has again given me a letter of recommendation saying that why you need the hospitalization, and I have again submitted for the reconsideration of my claim to the insurance company. And again, they have rejected, saying that we are again on our stand, saying that you don't need the hospitalization.
See, they are always wrong, bad fish on the table. So point is that please write to IRDA. There is a grievance management system. If they don't handle it, then write to the insurance
company. It's not a matter of a few bad apples, Mr. Bajaj. Unfortunately, the majority, we're saying claims, 50% of claims have been rejected. Of the claims that are passed, only 40% still has to be paid out of pocket. Pankaj Gupta, the charge here, you've worked with many insurance agencies. The charge here is that insurers are not aligning payouts to the realities of the COVID treatment. Yes, this is something new. Nobody has expected it, but there's a reality on the ground. According to insurance companies, claims can only be made if a patient has been hospitalized for at least 24 hours. But at the peak of the pandemic, I mean, there was a severe shortage of beds. Everybody knows this. Many patients had no choice. They had to attempt treatment at home. Treatment at home requires purchase of self-help equipment. You can spend thousands on RT-PCR tests, blood tests, CT scans, doctor consultations, oxygen cylinders, of course. Now, such claims are being rejected by insurance firms. So are insurers dodging the reality on the ground to suit their needs?
I don't think what world they are living in, they will definitely have to pay up. There is no reason why the government is not going to push IRDAI to pay up all the claims. You know, this is a pandemic. Insurance companies cannot get away with it. In fact, I would say the insurance companies should have got one step ahead. They should have thought, what else can we do for the patient? You know, you have to give service to the people. You can't be just sitting like this and just think how we are not going to give the claim. You know, what did they do? Did they not see the second wave coming? Could they not preempt it? If they knew it was happening, why did they not brace themselves? They should have made sure that, you know, there were messages sent from the insurance companies to people that, okay, get your RT-PCR test done, take, you know, whatever Giloy or any immunity boosters or something, whatever is going on.
Okay, let me get Professor Apurva Javadekar. You're the economist here. I don't want to play devil's advocate, I mean, it seems obvious that the insurance sector or the insurance industry or the business, as Mr. Bajaj calls it, works you know, it works such that you file for insurance and the assumption is that not everybody will need it at the same point of time. What happens when everybody does need it at the same point of time? Is Pankaj Gupta right that insurers should have gone over and above to
Let me just tell you.
Okay.
You know, they should have taken care of how to supply oxygen, how to get medicines, how to tell them whatever, the prone position or whatever. See, what happens is RT-PCR tests, one thing which is very, very big. You know, the tests were coming, test results were coming in 5 days. I mean, there is no business. The insurance companies should have tied up with all the labs across India so that the RT-PCR test is done on the same day. What happens is seventh day is the day when you need steroids. Not only steroids, with steroids comes your blood thinners, your antibiotics, right?
Sure.
And the expense goes up, right? What you can wind up in maybe under 1 lakh goes up to 5 lakhs, 7 lakhs, right? And what happens is if the seventh day is crossed, most of the people end up in ventilator. Your bill goes up to 15 lakhs. Why would you pay a 15 lakhs when you can wind up? Just tell them, you know, arrange oxygen for them. It was available. I mean, we did it so much all across India. We arranged oxygen. We did beds. People don't want to go to hospitals.
All right,
they
there wasn't planning. There okay, but I want to understand the economic model, Professor Javdekar.
So you are right that insurance works on the principle of diversification. Not everybody falls ill at the same time. But therefore, there are specific insurance contracts that cover the tail risk type of events, earthquake, where everybody in that region is affected.
Hmm.
Pandemic can affect entire country or, you know, as the situation is now, the entire world. And therefore, the development of the insurance, I mean, one of the development that should take place in the insurance industry is that specific products which cover for this pandemic have to be introduced. And now there is this corona coverage policies that have been introduced. After every earthquake or, you know, there has been a trend that specific risk will be covered with some new insurance product. Investors show a lot of interest in buying these specific products. But as the time passes, then and the pains are, I mean, painful period is behind you, investors show less interest and these policies sort of, you know, fade away in time. But probably with the scale at which this pandemic has hit all of us, I think the habit of the consumers can change for good, hopefully. And they are ready to pay a little bit extra premium for insurance products, which will cover, you know, the type of risk that hits everybody. Finally, nothing can come free of cost. And I agree with earlier panelists that it's finally a business. It has to be a viable business.
No, but people are paying for this. Nothing is free of cost. We're not asked. The public is not asking for anything free of cost.
No, exactly. So what I'm saying is that if you want to cover for a risk which is going to affect everybody, that those products will be a little bit highly priced, but these are worth, you know, buying. And as well as insurance industries will also benefit a lot because a lot of consumers will be buying these type of products. So that is the next stage of development that has to happen. I think the introduction of corona coverage policy is one of the good steps that has happened in that direction.
Well, many of these policies we're hearing aren't even being renewed. Dr. Jain, please respond to the charges being made here that private hospitals are charging higher prices than what the government has prescribed, and so insurance companies are refusing to pay those.
Sarah, you have to understand the functioning of how insurance companies have worked. There are two types of the. First is network hospital, other is non-network. Network hospital.
All right, we can't hear Dr. Jain. Dr. Jain, just can you disconnect and reconnect? Let me try and just use this time to get in some of our audience. We have some audience members trying to get in. They have some questions. We have Priya and Shubham Malhotra. Shubham, could you start with your question?
Yes, ma'am. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask that we know that the business interruption insurance does not cover pandemics. And given that these business owners are under enormous emotional and financial pressure, what steps has the government laid down to help these people? And what guidelines have been issued if these business owners put in such a claim regarding to the pandemic? And also, in addition to the existing policies, does the government plan on introducing new policies related to this pandemic?
All right. So does this industry need to undergo change? What are the differences we'll see? All right, Priya, what's your question? I want to go back to Dr. Jain after that.
So my question is that, as we previously discussed, government healthcare facilities are not that widely available, and patients have to turn to private hospitals where they have to pay hefty bills to get themselves treated. But, you know, it's a matter of fact that these hospitals charge rates that are above the maximum limit set up by the government. So in this case, what should be the ideal policy intervention? Should IRDA intervene to cover such insurances, or should the government step in to counter the high rates set up by the private hospitals?
All right. So Dr. Jain, so Priya has the same question, really, in a sense, whether beds, the limit for beds capped by the government, but a huge shortage of beds. Patients have been asked to sign a waiver, obviously, to get a non-capped bed. As insurers say it's a business, I'm sure hospitals will also say it's a business. But your response, sir?
But there is no category capped bed and non-capped bed. Non-capped bed is only capped in the hospital who is 100% COVID hospital. Like if a hospital has a 400 bed capacity, all the 400 beds have been converted to COVID, then only certain proportion of the bed can be converted as a non-capped bed. First thing, I have told you earlier that we have two types of the hospital. One is network hospital, another is non-network hospital. Network hospital means that hospital is in the panel of insurance company. I will try to tell you all viewers, you must try to go for the network hospital only, because in the network hospital, you get the facility of the cashless treatment. Cashless treatment, hospital will submit your form to the insurance company.
I totally disagree. You know, you are sitting in an air-conditioned office and you don't know ground reality. There were no beds available. Think about 15 days back, whatever happened in Delhi. There were no beds available. We're talking about hospitals. There were beds in any hospital, right?
I think the point Pankaj Gupta is making, sir, is simply that when you're unable to breathe and you're running from hospital to hospital,
yeah, exactly,
looking for a bed, I'm not thinking which is the hospital that's already conducive to my insurance policy where I can get a cashless payout.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, fair enough. If bed is not available, insurance company, IRDA has specifically told, if you have two policies, that first is corona coverage policy and corona rakshak policy. And if you are going for the domiciliary hospitalization, that is, your hospitalization at home, if it is prescribed by a doctor, you will get complete reimbursement either in the cashless category or in the reimbursement category. There is no doubt. This circular has been issued by the IRDA on 26 January 2020. But if you are talking about other policies, like not corona coverage and corona rakshak, like other policies, your Optima policy, your comprehensive health insurance policy, then you have to settle with the insurance company only that they should pay for the domiciliary hospitalization, and it should be paid. If there are three catch in this, first, you have to consider is that hospitalization, domiciliary hospitalization, should be advised by the doctor. Second, your COVID report should be positive. Third, daily monitoring of the patient should be there. And fourth, everything should be provided to the patient, be it medicine, be it...
But Dr. Jain, all of this was there for Sanjay Modi. He had all of these, all of his boxes were ticked in this case. Unfortunately, we're completely out of time. We will do more on this topic, but I want to end quickly with Pankaj Gupta. Could you then just give us some practical suggestions for anyone watching?
Absolutely.
Anyone who, you know, they're expecting a third wave, and what should we know? How can we watch out for ourselves? How can we be armed?
I'm telling you, instead of coming up with excuses, brace yourself for the third wave. Think of what you can do. Tell your customers, tell your patients.
Mr. Bajaj, 1 second.
How to take care of it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. 30 seconds, Pankaj.
Brace yourself for the third wave. It is going to come. Tell, inform, educate your customers. Tell them what to do beforehand. Arrange RT-PCR tests, because it has to be, the result has to be out in 1 day. Because if it is late, it is going to be a burden on insurance companies. They are not realizing, they're thinking very short term. You have to see that if the test is done and the patient is admitted before 7th day, it's a very, very crucial moment, you know. Before that, you can save.
So do things early and make sure you keep all of your paperwork.
Yeah, you know, my
make
company
sure you don't
has
lose any of the paperwork. Okay. Sanjeev Bajaj, you wanted to say something. 30 seconds to you, sir.
So just quickly, see, let's not put hard work by the insurance companies in a wrong space. See, we are a broker. We facilitate it. See, 95% of our claims have gone automatically. Maybe 5% of claims have needed an intervention. This
actually,
month,
they're saying 50%
probably
of claims have been rejected.
No, these are 50%. They have not been rejected. They are being processed.
Stalled.
You have
okay
to understand, look, there is a huge
50% haven't been cleared directly, automatically.
Like doctors and hospitals were overrun. Even the insurance companies have been
overrun.
All
right, sir, you made that point. Closing argument to Sailesh Kumar. What advice would you give to viewers ahead of this third wave that is anticipated?
About
Corona Kavach and Corona Rakshak. Corona Rakshak is an income replacement policy. And unfortunately, this particular policy which the regulator has brought in is with a very good purpose. And that is not getting approved at all. I mean, this is something which Corona Rakshak, and in Corona Kavach also, the domiciliary treatment which has been mentioned by Dr. Shailesh, that is also not getting clear. There is
all right, so many loopholes. We have all been exposed, and these loopholes also being exploited at times when the public is at its most vulnerable. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for, but we will focus on this issue more on NDTV in the next few weeks. Thank you all for joining us. We've just touched the tip of the iceberg of this topic for tonight. Thank you. Bye-bye.